Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and this is all about Saturn in Aries. Of course, you did get a little bit of a preview about Saturn in Aries back between April and June of 2025, which, if you can remember back then, you probably got off to like a quick start. Maybe you got your energy back from this long sojourn of Saturn and Neptune in the sign of Pisces. So Saturn was in Pisces for about 2.5 years. Neptune was in its own rulership sign of Pisces for 15 years. So imagine how these transits are going to impact your life. It's going to be everything, everywhere, and all at once. And you could feel bombarded by information. Look here, look there. And this could be overwhelming to the senses, but you have to like jump on board, you know, like when the merry-go-round is going around and you just kind of like jump onto it. So that's kind of like what it's going to be like. So let's get into it. So the planet Saturn is going to meet up with the planet Neptune, who has already entered the sign of Aries on Friday the 13th. How about that? So Saturn is considered a malefic planet, and he enters Aries on Friday the 13th. Well, I don't know what that says, but I guess not good. Okay, so we know that this cycle gets started like on a little bit of a dim note, let's say. It's just before Valentine's Day. It's just before when the moon is growing dimmer, growing darker, and it's just before that new moon solar eclipse and when the sun enters Pisces. So there's a lot going on as Saturn re-enters the sign of Aries on February 13th, Friday the 13th. So a 28-year cycle ends with Saturn as he's gone around the entire zodiac, only to come back to the sign of Aries 28 years later. And so, for instance, if you were born in 1996, this is going to be your first Saturn return. Kind of like a master class in life, heavy responsibilities, time to put the childish and frivolous partying ways behind you, and time to come out of that cloudy Neptunian dream world or fantasy or illusion that you've lived in for the last 15 years and get with it. Those of you who were born in 1967 will experience your second Saturn return, a time when you realize, oh my gosh, my life is almost halfway over. And this is a time of when you feel your age, or you start to think about what you've accomplished and what do you have to show for it. And you may also experience a Jupiter return at the same time. But your experience with Mr. Saturn, who I lovingly call Mr. Miser, will be far different. Of course, the second Saturn return is not as bad as the first, because by now you have a lot of experience, you've taken on a lot of responsibilities, and it lasts for about 2 weeks. The first Saturn return is much more difficult because it's a reorientation of life. So when Saturn re-enters, when Saturn re-enters Aries on February 13th, which is also our first Friday the 13th of 2026, shortly thereafter, Saturn and Neptune conjoin, setting the tone for 2016. And this aspect, this conjunction, is sort of rare. It only happens once every 36 years. And so the last time Saturn and Neptune conjoined was in March of 1989, which ushered in the collapse of the Berlin Wall and the fall of the Soviet Union. How about that? So think back to 1989, if you're that old, and what you were going through. So Saturn is considered in his fall in the sign of Aries, since Saturn rules Capricorn, and these two signs are square each other. But I think there's something else here worth considering, since the planet Mars rules Aries and proves to be quite hardworking and quite good in the sign of Capricorn, his sign of exaltation. So there is this potential to increase your personal drive, your energy reserves, and really kind of like focus on what you want to do with determination. So you might be forced to accept being on your own. Aries is independent. It might be the freedom that you've longed for a long time. If the kids are leaving home or you're out of a bad relationship, it's independence. And while you might feel like you're thrown into the deep end to swim or die, you'll most likely survive and win the swim challenge anyway. The last time Saturn was in Aries was back in 1996, 28 years ago, and back then in 1996, Saturn got to 7 degrees and then retrograded. In 2026, Saturn will go all the way to 14 degrees, double that time, before retrograding. So we might say that Saturn is moving far faster than he did in 1996. So those of you who lived through that year, some of you were born in that year and will experience your first Saturn return. Those of you born in 1967 and 1968 will experience their second Saturn return, which is, of course, easier than the first Saturn return because you're more mature and wiser. So you're going to experience some of the same things that you experienced, those of you who were born 1967, 1968, that are similar to what you experienced back then. So if you look back, you're going and you say, what was going on with me? How old was I? What was happening in my life in 1967 and 1968? You'll have kind of like an idea of what to expect. That's the way, you know, I always say that, you know, astrology is about cycles. Nothing really changes too much. It's just about cycles because the planets go around our little universe here in the same way they have for eons and billions of years. So of these two periods, 1967 is probably the more relatable one to the 2026 Saturn transit because Jupiter entered Leo back then, as it will do in 2026. Remember, astrology is about cycles, and this is a Saturn-Jupiter cycle also. Saturn-Neptune, Saturn-Jupiter. So Saturn rules hardships and delays, and makes you stand up straight and muscle through when you'd rather be doing something else. It's about maturity and responsibility. And older people tend to manage this better because they're more patient and allow time to take care of everything and they don't meddle in the outcome because time, they understand, will take care of everything. So there were a lot of events that happened in 1967. Lyndon B. Johnson was president after the death of John F. Kennedy. We had a vice president, Hubert Humphrey. The life expectancy back then was 70 years old. And violent crimes was 29 out of 1,000. Let's see, the homicide rate was 6.8 out of 100,000. There was racial violence in Detroit, where 7,000 guardsmen aid police after a night of rioting, similar to what's going on in the United States with a lot of rioting and not National Guardsmen, but ICE agents. Similar outbreaks were in New York City, Spanish Harlem, Rochester, New York, Birmingham, Alabama, and New Britain, Connecticut. Thurgood Marshall was sworn in as the first black Supreme Court justice. Astronauts Colonel Virgil Grissom, Colonel Edward White, and Colonel Commander Roger B. Chaffee were killed in a fire during a test launch. And how many times have we seen those SpaceX capsules go up in flames? So these were all the things that were happening. Now, the top news stories in 1996, of course, when Saturn left Pisces and entered Aries, the population was 4.378 billion. There was Nobel Peace Prize winners. There were, let's see what else here I got listed. You can find this all in my book. Bill Clinton was president. Al Gore Jr. was vice president. The violent crime rate was 50 per 1,000. How about that? And let's see, what else do I have here? Okay. So all of these things are important as history repeats itself because, like I've said a million times, astrology is about cycles. The names and the people change, but the similar events don't. Saturn conjoins Neptune at 0 degrees Aries, and this is the first degree of our zodiac. Like I say, it's a swirl of activity. It's everything always, everything at once. You know, and it just like, you don't know where to look. Aries is 0 degrees. Aries is considered a very critical degree in astrology because this is the world axis degree and a noteworthy degree. Sometimes this is where wars begin. And we can see that all over the world, that the possibility of a war a breaking out is very possible. So we know that newsworthy events are going to be taking place in the month of February. That changed things. And I'm just going to mention that right here that Jupiter resumes direct motion at 15 degrees, which is another critical degree in astrology, related to how countries get toppled, overturned, or how governments get overturned, in fact. So let me just go back to Saturn. Saturn is a builder and makes Neptune's dreams and fantasies more realistic and finds a way to make them come true because Saturn is that builder. And these two planets work well together because in reality, in the natural zodiac, they're sextile each other. So I like to say, as you read my horoscopes, like I usually say, I like to find the hidden gems. What's the secret here? So the planet Saturn also sextiles Pluto on March 28, 2026, when Saturn's at 5 degrees, and the outer planet Pluto will be at about 4 degrees. That's definitely fire and ice. On March 28th, Saturn will sextile Pluto for the only time. Sextiles are cosmic opportunities with things beyond your control, like a change in the laws or a change in government or economics or just things beyond your control, like finding money. And so this aspect signifies a powerful and creative collaboration, as both planets are known for their corporate and executive abilities, effective in building strong business entities while earning trust. And Saturn will return to Aries on February 13th, Friday the 13th, coinciding with Pluto and Aquarius. Both planets will be eager to implement new ideas, make scientific advancements, and pursue occult or metaphysical disciplines. Oh, yes. And these two planets seek greater freedom because both of them, you know, want freedom. Pluto and Aquarius wants Pluto for freedom for everybody. And, of course, Aries will fight for that. Aries is a very independent sign, jumping into things head first. So they're going to do things better than they ever have done before in the past. They have a sense of planetary purpose together. That's a great time for serious study and discipline, since both Saturn and Pluto love seriousness and discipline. The two planets together aim to ensure that the innovations of our time can sustain themselves effectively. And they'll make their only sextile in 2026. While there are other sextiles between Saturn and Uranus, Saturn and Pluto are just pure genius together. Each impulsive, ready to combine forces. Each planet out on its own is experienced in corporate events and produces executives and knows how to build powerful business entities and organizations. Nothing loose here. Since Pluto is a planet of rebirth and transformation, we could see some businesses that have gone bankrupt get revived and go on to be bigger and better than ever. Certainly, bankruptcies with businesses has certainly been in our news. So there's financial benefits through inheritances, bankruptcies, taxes, refunds, corporate money, and investments. So that's all for now. If you need to know how Saturn is going to influence you specifically and need your planets analyzed by me, give me a call, book a consultation with me at www.terrynazon.com.